I'm Susan Carey. I'm the Kent County Councillor for Elam Valley. Well, I asked the question today what progress there'd been with Highways England and the lorry holding area, and I was told that the new government, whoever it may be, is going to be taking a pause to think about things and as a new administration. Well, we're a new administration as well, so I asked as well whether we might wish to also take advantage of having a rethink, because it's been nearly 2 years since we've had an operation stack. It's a great deal of money to spend on the lorry holding area, and of course my residents in Stamford are very much affected by this. They have blight already. There are people who can't sell their properties, who need to move on in their lives, and nothing is happening at the moment about the project. It's neither moving forward nor is it stopped. So it's a very cruel situation that many people find themselves in. Yes, the judicial review has put delay into things, and I believe that there may be further judicial reviews to come. So I do welcome the opportunity for people to rethink the absolute need for this, because I think if we're going to make an intelligent response to the problem of what happens when freight services are disrupted, a lorry holding area costing £250 million was not a good response in my view, and I made that very clear when I made my submission to Highways England. There isn't one single solution to Operation Stack, but there are lots of approaches that would help reduce the problem. And I've been very heartened by the decision to finally go ahead with the Lower Thames Crossing, because that will stop the funneling of all the freight down one route. And that's a long-term project that will actually help enormously in dividing the traffic through Kent, so that traffic that wants to go from the Port of Dover to the Midlands will have a more direct route. There are also things that can be done with electronic ticketing. IT has improved enormously over the years. There's got to be a better solution so that traffic is only brought forward when there is a free route for it. And I believe that HGV vehicles should be required to file a flight plan to show what they're doing when they set out. And that will help deal as well with some of the overnight parking problems we have as well.